Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, rural broadband is in the process of spreading throughout Oklahoma. I had the opportunity to sit down with OSU's Brian Whitaker to talk about the work that's being done. He said Hillary Communications is currently laying a fiber network in the Chickasha area, but Whitaker said we will probably not see funding for broadband in deep rural areas until 2023.
The real money for the rural areas has not been distributed yet. We're still waiting for that to roll down from the ARPA funds, from the Infrastructure Act. We probably won't see that until 2023. But we are hopeful when that does come here, we'll be aware of where it needs to be spent and we can get it distributed quickly.
If you don't currently have good internet, Whitaker said there are some pretty good options out there.
Yeah, so we have what I think is a great program in Oklahoma. I'm now partnering with, I think, 27 rural libraries that will loan out these hotspot devices that work off the cellular network. And if you don't have an in-home connection, you can go get a hotspot, take it home with you. It can connect, you know, your smartphone, your iPad, your desktop, your laptop, all that kind of stuff. So there is that option, and unfortunately, only in some some rural libraries. And then the other thing is, you mentioned this other program that's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, run by the FCC, and we've got some information on our website about it. You can, if you just Google that name, you should be able to figure out how to sign up for it. It's really pretty straightforward. If you qualify, which the eligibility requirements are, if you make less than 200% of the federal poverty line, which for a family of four is about $55,000, $56,000, if you are on Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, any of those things, you are able to take advantage of this program. And frankly, they're going to give you every month between $30 and $75 to pay for your broadband bill.
Whitaker said the plan is to still make progress toward that 95% of Oklahoma having broadband in 5 years, but we are still in the early days of that. Well, former Oklahoma native, U.S. Grain Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand was with me as I was at Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. last week, and we had the opportunity to talk about some new exciting things coming up for the Grain Council.
Well, exports are really going really well. We're coming off a record year last year for grain in all forms, export record of all time. We've never exported more corn than we did last year at 69, almost 70 million tons. Sorghum is through the roof as well. It's just been a really good year, and we're off to a great start for this current year as well.
Luckily, on the bulk grain shipping side, LeGrand said we haven't been affected too badly.
You know, surprisingly, it hasn't. China has been in for 4 million tons of corn over the last month, split evenly between this crop year and next. But there's a need. There's a real demand that still exists despite all these COVID lockdowns. And thankfully, luckily, on the bulk grain shipping side, we've not been affected too badly.
LeGrand said his biggest priority is expanding into new markets.
You know, we got to continue to keep growing. We have to push the excess supply outside of our borders. When you figure that 97% of the world's population lives outside of our borders, that's where our growth is going to come, and that's where we're focused.
That's U.S. Grain Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.com. TV. Go to spurranch.com for information.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.